Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Murder Blackboard. I am your host, Nicole, and today I will be covering the unsolved case of Molly Bish. Molly Bish was born August 2nd, 1983, in Worcester County, Massachusetts. Molly was your typical 16-year-old girl who enjoyed playing sports and hanging out with friends. Bish had recently received a new job as a lifeguard for the summer. She was extremely excited for her new position and couldn't wait to get to work. On June 27, 2000, Molly's mother, Maggie, drove her to work, which was at a nearby pond. This was only her seventh day on the job, and of course she didn't want to miss a day, especially because a friend from school had recently gotten hurt and had been hospitalized. Molly contemplated on visiting her friend, but opted out due to her obligations as a lifeguard. This day was important because there were swimming sessions being held, so it was essential Molly was there. This day would be the day that would change the entire Bish's family's lives. Shortly after Molly got dropped off by her mother, something unknown happened to Molly, and she was never seen again. Parents began to arrive at the pond for the swimming session. Only a few items such as the first aid kit, the walkie-talkie, flip-flops, and Molly's whistle were present. But Molly was nowhere in sight. They assumed another young teenager let summer get the best of them and decided to bail out on their job and thought nothing more of it. Sessions continued. However, near the end, one of the parents told Molly's boss that she had abandoned her post. Her boss thought this was slightly strange, but again, nobody put too much thought into it. 3 hours later, Molly's mother would receive a devastating call that Molly was missing. The police and Bish family searched the area but could not find anything other than the items that were left behind by Molly. Molly's family was extremely worried. They knew this was not like her to just up and leave her job, especially because she was so committed to her new position. They contacted her boyfriend and friends, who had not seen Molly either. Molly had not been seen or heard from anyone. This was just awful news, and while police continued to search, Molly's family began to worry even more. As night fell, the search ended, and Molly's family had a very hard time sleeping that night. Knowing Molly was out there, somewhere. What if she was hurt? What if she needed help? They didn't know what to think of this. This was all such a bad nightmare. After surveying the area on land, investigators came to an awful conclusion that maybe Molly could have possibly drowned. The Bish family didn't agree with this, and just had a gut feeling this wasn't the case. Molly was an expert swimmer, and they just didn't find this theory as a possibility. In the midst of this tragic event, Maggie, Molly's mother, remembers the day before a suspicious older man sitting in a white Chevy near the pond. She immediately got an unsettling feeling and stated how the man was smoking a cigarette and just staring at her. It made her feel very uncomfortable. So much so that she didn't leave. She got out of her vehicle and walked over to Molly and pointed out that he gave her a bad vibe. Molly brushed it off and told her mom not to worry. It's no big deal. A lot of men come here to go fishing, and they're harmless. Maggie thought to herself, maybe she's right. She's safe here. She's working. She'll be okay. She decides to head back to her car, hoping that the strange man drove off already. He had not. He was still sitting there, staring. She got into her car and began to fumble, hoping he'd drive away so she could feel comfortable leaving Molly at her post. Shortly after, he finally drove away. Maggie left as well, but that uneasy feeling had not left her. Fortunately, this would help Miss Bish later give a detailed description of this man, also noting that he was smoking a cigarette with his left hand. 3 years later, in June of 2003, A hunter stumbled across a blue bathing suit and remains in Whiskey Hill Palmer. This was devastating news to the Bish family. DNA would reveal these were the remains of Molly Bish. The Bish family held out that Molly would be found and had hoped that it wouldn't come to this tragic outcome. It was a major blow for them, but they were grateful they at least had her remains to give her a burial and bring her some sort of peace. 20 years later, Molly's murder is still unsolved. This was not the way the Bish family saw this unfolding. They were hoping that the killer who took their precious loved one away would be caught and persecuted at the highest extent. Molly was such a joy to her family, and losing her was one of the worst feelings any parent could go through. Despite this horrific event, Molly's parents created a charity in Molly's name and never gave up hope of finding her killer. Over the past 21 years, numerous tips have led to a newly named suspect. Francis Sumner Sr., a convicted rapist and kidnapper who died in 2016, resembles the sketch and description Maggie gave to authorities back in 2000. The Bish family has never stopped looking for Molly's killer, and although Sumner is no longer alive, they want answers and want to know if this was the man that took their Molly away. Sumner has over a 20-page record. Police are investigating Sumner's past a little more and asking anyone with any information to please come forward. I hope that with further investigating, more evidence, and more possible information, that Molly's case can be solved, and the Bish family can finally have some sigh of closure and peace, even if the possible suspect is deceased. Molly deserves justice. Thank you for joining me today on Murder Blackboard. I will be back next week with another true crime case we can dive into. Until next time, stay safe and stay vigilant.